Audio 3.8.
Robots at people's service. Robots and machines can do a lot of jobs today that people did in the past. Should we be worried because we might lose our jobs? Or should we be happy because they can do jobs we don't enjoy? Technology is progressing very quickly nowadays. Robots and computers can do more and more jobs. 800,000 machines are doing jobs today that people did 15 years ago, and experts say that 15 million people will lose their jobs in the future. This change began a long time ago. Robots started to build cars in 1961 in the USA, and trains without drivers appeared 30 years ago. At that time, scientists were building robots and machines to do the boring work in manufacturing. Then they started to replace other jobs to make life easier and quicker for people. Today, robots may be secretaries, travel agents, librarians, airport check-in assistants, or farm workers. Robots can also do the jobs of receptionists, cooks, and soldiers. Some of us might be replaced by robots in the future, but some jobs will always need people. If you have a job which is about looking after people, or talking to people, or finding answers to problems and being creative, you'll be safe. They say that there will always be teachers, barmen, hairdressers, care workers, and top business people who make important decisions. Of course, there will be new jobs too, because we'll need lots of computer specialists and people to teach everyone to encode and design new machines. But who really knows? There are already humanoid robots which serve coffee, mix cocktails and talk to customers. There are robots doing the work of sales assistants in grocery shops. And more robots work as waiters in restaurants in China and Japan. You can also check into a very unusual hotel in Japan where robots play a special role.